Shalom to all. You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha, and today we're going to be learning the second only in Parsha Zazinu. That's Perek Lamed Beis Pasuk Zayin. And Moshe Rabbeinu continues with this Shira. Zachari Mais Oilim, remember the days of old. Binu Shanais Dar Vadar, understand the years of generation to generation. Sha'alavich Ve'agetcha, ask your father, he's going to tell you. Zekenecha Ve'emrulach, your elders, and they're going to tell you. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Zayin. Zachari Mais Oilim, Me'asa Bar Shainim, what the earlier ones did, Shechisu Lefanov, that angered Hashem. Binu Shanais Dar Vadar, Dar Enosh, this is referring to Dar Enosh, Shehetzef Aleim Me'akyonos, that he swamped them with the waters of the ocean. Vidar Mabel and the generation of the Mabel Shashatafam that he swamped them. Davarach, another way of understanding this is Lonisatam Lavavcham al Shavar. You didn't pay attention to what happened in the past. Binu Shanais Dar Vadar, Lahakir Lahaba, to recognize for the future what to do. Shish Biyad Lahetiv Lachem Lahanchel Lachem Yuasam Shech Loim Haba. Hashem has the ability to give you good and to actually bring the days of Mashiach and Olam Haba. Sha'ala Vicha, what's that referring to? Your father, Elon Avim, that's talking about the Navim, Shinikru Avis, they're called Avis. They're able to tell you what's going to happen in the future. Kamashin Emer Bel Yo, Avi Avi Rechav Yisrael, Zekinech, your elders, Elo Chachamim, is referring to the Chachamim, Vyaymulach, and they're going to tell you how Rishon is what happened in the past. Back to Chumash Pasuk Ches. Panchel Elyon Gaim. When Elyon gave the nations their portion, Bafri Dibnei Adam, when he separated the children of man, Yatsev Gevulis Amim, he set the borders of people, Lemispar Bnei Israel, according to the number of the Bnei Israel. Why did he do this? Ki Chelik Hashem Amoy. For the Chelik of Hashem is his nation, Yaakov Chevel Nachlosoy. Yaakov is the Chevel of his portion. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Ches. Panchel Elyon Gaim. Kishahinichal Kosh Baruchul Mach Isav as Chelik Nachlosom. When Hashem gave over as a portion to those that angered him, the Chelik of their portion, Hafitzim Mustafam, he scattered them and drowned them. Bafrid ben Adam, kashehifitz dar haflaga. When he scattered the dar haflaga, hayabiyad elavir min ha'olam v'lo yasakein. He really should have just completely destroyed them from the world, but he didn't do so. El yatzik v'lois amim. He set the borders of nations. Kimim v'lo yibdam. He kept them and he didn't destroy them. Lemisbar ben Israel. How is it that he set their borders? Bishvil misbar ben Israel. Based off of the number of the ben Israel, shasidim lotzis ben shame that would eventually come out of the children of shame. Ulemisbar shivim nefesh shel ben Israel shiad mitzrayim and the number 70 people that were going to eventually go down to mitzrayim. Of Gulas Amim, he set the borders of nations, Shivim Lashain, that's 70 languages, meaning 70 different nations. Pasuk Tesen Rashi, Kichelik Hashem Amay, Lama Kalzais. Why did Hashem do all this? Why didn't he just destroy the nations? Why did he establish them into 70 nations? That's because his share, his portion, was hidden among them and would eventually come out. Umihu Chelke, who's his portion? Amay, his nation. Umihu Amay, who's his nation? Yaakov Chevel Nachlosoy. Vushlishi Ba'avais, he's the third of the Avais. Hamishulash Bishulash Zachuyas, he's tripled with three merits. He has the schos of his grandfather Avram Ravinu, the schos of his father Yitzchak, and his own schos. Harei Shalosh, that's three schuyas. Kachevel Hazelik, this rope, Shehu Asui Begimel Gedilin, it's made with three strands. Vehu Ubanev, him and his children, meaning Yaakov and his children, the Shvatim, Hayulay Lenachla, they are a portion for Hashem. Vloy Ishmael ben Avram, and not Ishmael the son of Avram, Vloy Esav ben Ishmael Yitzchak, and not Esav the son of Yitzchak. Back to Chomish Pasuk Yod, Yimtsa'ehu Be'eretz Midbar. He found him in a desert land. Uvasaihu Yoel Yishimon, Yisav Venhu, he encircled him. Yivainu Nehu, he gave him Bina, Yitzrenu Kishan. He guarded him like the pupil of his eye. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Yod Yimtzaehu Be'eretz Midbar. Oysam Matzaloi Ne'mana Be'eretz Midbar. He found those to trust in him in the land of the Midbar. Shekiblo Aleim Torah Malchusai V'ulai. They accepted upon themselves his Torah and his Malchus and his yoke. Mashaloi Asu Yishmael Ve'esav. Yishmael and Esav did not do that. Shenamar says V'zarchem Seir Lamai Hafiyam Harparan. Uvasayu Yilel Yishimain. What is this? Eretz Tziu Shmama. This is a parched and desolate land. Makam Yililas Taninim Uvnais Yana. This is a place with the howling and the wailing of Taninim and Benais Yana. Afsham Nimshchu Achar Emuna. Even there, they were drawn after their emuna. V'loy amru l'mayshah, they didn't tell Moshe Rabbeinu, hech netzel midbar, how could we go out to the desert, mekam tziyu shmamin? It's a place which is completely desolate and parched. Kenyan shenemar, like it says in the pasuk, lech techach rabba midbar, yisav evenu, sham sivvam v'hikifam bananim. Over there, Hashem surrounded them and encircled them with clouds, those that are nani ha-covered. V'sivvam b'degalim, and he surrounded them with the flags, la'abaruchas, in all four directions. V'sivvam b'tachas har, and he also encircled them with the underside of the mountain. Shekafu alem kegigas, he overturned it like the underside of a barrel. Yivaninehu, sham b'terubina, he gave them wisdom, Tyra and Bina. Yitzrenu, he guarded it, Minachash Sarf Akra, from snakes and scorpions, Umina Umas, and from all the other nations. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Aleph. Kinesher Yair Kinoi, like an eagle waking his nest, Agazalav Yerachef, hovering over his youth. Yifras Kinefav Yikachehu, he spreads his wings and takes him, Yisa'eo Alav Rasai, carrying them on his pinions. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Aleph. Kinesher Yair Kinoi, Nahagam Barachim Vechemla Kinesher Azeh, he led them with mercy and compassion, like this eagle, Rachmani Albanov, it has compassion on its children. Vein Nechas Lakinoi Pisim, it doesn't just suddenly appear to its nest, Achuhu Makashkeshu Matarfal Banav Bichnaf Ben Ilan Ilan. It flaps its wings and jumps from tree to tree, Ben Shuchal Chaverta, from one branch to the next. Kadesha Arubanov said the children should wake up, Vehebahan Kayach Lakabli, and they're going to have Kayach. Yair Kino, Yair Arubanov, he wakes up his children. Al Gaizalav Yerachev, any Machbid Atzmailem, he doesn't weigh himself heavily on them. Eli Machayfev, he hovers over them. Negev Ein Negev, touches them but doesn't touch them. Afakash Barhu, so to Hashem. Shakai Lem Sunu Sagi Kayach, Kshabal Litin Tyre, when Hashem came to give the Tyre, Lein Negev Alem Ruach Achas, he didn't just come from one direction. Elam Abba Ruchas came from all four directions. Shenemar, it says, Hashem is Sinai Ba, Vizarch Meser Lamai, Hefim, Araparan, Vasam, Rivas Kadesh, Elaikam, Taman Yavai, Zurech Revias, that's the fourth direction. Yifras Knafav Yikacheu, he spreads his wings and takes them. Kshabolitlan Makam Makam, when an eagle comes to take its young from place to place, and in Atlan Baragla of Kshar Oifas, he doesn't carry them with his feet like all other birds do. Fishashar Oifas, Yemin and Nesher, all the other birds are afraid of the eagle. Shumag Bi Allahuf Pirechalim, that's because he flies higher than all of them. Fikach Noisam Baragla of Bnei Nesher, therefore they hold their young with their feet in order to protect their young from the eagle that flies above. Aval HaNesher Eino Yareh El Menachet, the only thing the eagle is afraid of is the archer's arrow. Lefikach Noisan Al Knafav, therefore he carries his young on his wings. Aimer, he says to himself, Mutav Sheikhanes HaChetz Bi, it's better the arrow pierces me v'lo yikhanes b'banai and doesn't pierce my children. Afakash Baruch Hu Suta Hashem V'esa Eschama Kanfei Nisharim, Hashem says, I'm going to carry them on the wings of eagles. Kishanosu Mitzrayim Achrim V'sigam Mukhenim Al Yom, when Mitzrayim chased after them and reached them when they were by the sea, Hayuzarkam Bahem Chitzim Vavne Blastroiz, they shot arrows and ballistic rocks at them. Miyad, right away, the pasuk says, Vayisa Malchal Hakim, Vayave Bein Machne Mitzrayim, we know that Anan HaKavod, which is representation of Hashem himself, went in between Mitzrayim and Klal Yisrael and caught all these arrows, like the wings of the eagle catch the arrows so they do not pierce the children. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Beis, Hashem Badar Yanchenu, Hashem guided him alone, Ve'ein Imay El Nechar, and no foreign god was with him. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Beis, Hashem Badar Levetach Nehagam Midbar, Hashem guided them with assuredness and alone in the Midbar. Ve'ein Imay El Nechar, Lo Haya Kayach Be'echan Mikal Eha Agayim Lahar Ois Kaychai Ulilach Yimayim, not a single one of the gods of nations had any power to show their strength and to wage war with them. Rabbi Seinu Dar Shua Al-Asid, and Chazal Darshan, this talking about the future, V'chein Targum Unklas, and that's how Unklas translates it as well. V'ani Yimayim, I say, says Rashi, Divitei Chachahim, these are words of rebuke, L'hayid HaShemayim V'aretz, to have the Shemayim and Arts bear witness, Usehe HaShir Elohim L'aid, and this shir should be as a witness, Shesayfen Livgad, that they're going to end up betraying Hashem, V'lo Yizkor HaShayin HaShaslehem, and they're not going to remember the original things that were done for them, V'lo Yana Yolad HaShu Asad LaShaslehem, and not what's going to be done to them in the future. L'fikach, therefore, Tzarech L'yashav Adar V'lekan U'lekan, therefore this pasuk has to be resolved for the past and the future. V'chol Inyan Musav Al Zecharim Ha'Olam Binu Shnayz Dar V'dar, and this topic that we just learned is going back to the first pasuk of this aliyah of Zecharim Ha'Olam Binu Shnayz Dar V'dar. Kein Asad Lahem, this is what Hashem did to them, V'chein Asad LaSayis, and this is what He will do in the future, Kol Zehayah Lahem Lizkar, all this they should have remembered. We're going to stop here for the day, pick up with the third aliyah tomorrow. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.